And we continue on Hey Amud Beis. Here still in the first perek of Yuma, perek Shivas Yamim, the perek about the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol, Prisha of the Kohen Asori Fesapara, and we've been getting into the past couple of days issues of the Limudim and Nafkaminas between the different contexts. So the last thing we were talking about was the Big Day Kahuna. We spoke about what's going to be in the future, La'asilavo. When Mashiach comes, will they need to be have Halbasha again and Mashicha? Remember we discussed this back in the sixth parak or so in Shkalim also. Are they going to need Mashicha when Mashiach comes? Right, the Gemara said there that a Melech ben Melech versus a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol. Melech ben Melech would not require Mashicha, while a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol would, unless there's Machlokas. Melech ben Melech would require if there's Machlokas. So when Mashiach comes, that's going to be ben achar ben. It's just going to be a big break in the middle. So the Minchas Chinuch wondered that maybe he's not going to need Mashicha, unless there's going to be Machlokas. Pashas, there's not going to be Machlokas. I hope, we hope, we daven that there'll be unity once Mashiach reveals himself. In any case, that was relating to the Mashicha and the Ribui Begad, and the two ways that the Kohen Gadol is Nischanech. So the Gemara said yesterday, when Moshe Rabbeinu did it for the first time, and he did the Halbasha for the Aaron and his sons, the last section that we had was, what was the order that he did it in? Did he do Aaron first, and then he do his sons? Did he do them all together? Because there are different psukim. Some are in the singular and some are in the plural. So we're towards the end of that section. And the Gemara says, three lines from the bottom, Ulamanda Amar Aharon Uvana Babasachas. According to the opinion that says that he did it all together, that he obviously, not at the same exact time, says the Gemara, Haksiv Vayakar Osoba Avneid, Vahadar Ksiv Vayakar Osam Avneid. So how do you understand the pasuk of singular, and then there's a plural, all inclusive. So why is there a difference? Why is there a specified oso? Amalacha, to teach me ahu avneto shakoen gadol lo zehu avneto shakoen hediot, to teach me that there was a difference, even though avnet was worn both by a kohen hediot and by a kohen gadol. Right, a Kohen Hedyot had the Michnasayim, had the pants, and the Ksones, and had the shirt, and had the hat, the Mikba'as, and, or the Mitznefes, and the Avnet, while the Kohen Gadol also had the Tzitz, and the Choshen, and the Ephod, and the Me'il, right, the extra four Begadim that he had. They both had an Avnet, but were they the same? Was the Avnet the same? We know the Kohen Gadol's Avnet was made out of Shatnez, out of Kilayim, so what about the Kohen Hedyot? Was it the same? So, that's what's alluded to here, the fact that Aaron HaKohen is differentiated. Even if you say Basachas, there's a pasuk that says, oh, so, to teach me that they were different. You see Rashi in the fourth line says, Lamadnu Shehu Shel Kilayim. Right, we learned that it, the Kohen Gadol's Avnei, was made out of Kilayim. The Sheish Kitna, Vetchelas Imra, right, linen and flax, and wool. The Avnei Habanim Lo Pirish Akasabi Mahayu. We don't have such a specification. V'yashminan hacham, we learn here, the avneto shakoin gadol, lo zehu avneto shakoin hediot, shezeh shel kilayim v'zeh shel butz. This was of linen, and this was of kilayim. That's the allusion in that pasuk. Olanda amar aharon v'yachar kach banav, and according to the one who says that he did Aaron first, and then banav, which, again, might be a lumdish machlokas in terms of the quality of Aaron HaKohen versus the others. Did he do Aaron first and then the sons? Two different stages, or did he do them all together? And the Kohen Gadol is Gadol Me Echav, but he's still a Kohen. And that's why there might have been a connection between the two, and the Halbasha was done together. So according to that opinion, that Aaron was first, V'hoksiv V'chagarta Osam Avnet, but it includes them together, Osam. So he holds... Sorry? That's, we assume that's, if you look in the context, it seems like it's being included. So, answers the Gemara, Aaron, Osam, right? The Bach adds in the continuation of the Pasuk. Right? Osam, Aaron, Uvanav, Amalacha, Hahu Kamash Malan, Avneta Shekoin Gadol, Zeu, Avneta Shekoin Hedyo. That's the Smachlokas. That, this is the opinion that says that it is the same. It is the same. Vayakar, Oso, Avnet, Vayakar, Osam, Lamali, Shvamina, Aaron, Vyakach, Banav. Period. Uvavas achas mimishkachas la. Anyway, can you do them at the exact same time? According to that opinion, right? Because it was at the same. How can you do it at the same time? Moshe only has two hands, right? There's more than two people. Even Sofer Al Anes, and you can't do it together. So, answer is, right, sometimes parents try to dress their children at the same time. There's a deadline to get to the bus, right? So, the question is, what about here? So, lo tzricha ta'akdim. You're right, no, it doesn't mean exactly at the same time. As we know, e'efshel etzam, same. It means, did you do everything and leave over the avnate, right? Consecutive, one after another, you did the avnatim. That's what it means at the same time. You dress this one and that one, right? It doesn't mean basachas mamish, but it means zachar zeh, but with one seder, without having a different beged to be mafsik in between. That's the manta amar of basachas. Good. There's a lot to talk about relating to a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid related to kelaim. I think we mentioned this recently at some point also, but it's the last halacha. It's quoted to two places. One place is the last halacha in Hilchos Kelaim. The last halacha, the Rambam says, Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis. Kelaim is the first set of halachos in Zroim. That itself is a question. Start off with Seder Zroim with Kelaim, right? if you look in the Mishnayos, right, you have Peah, Demai, even before Kelaim. And then Peah and Demai are later on in the Rambam, Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. Why did the Rambam start off with Kelaim and then Matnas Aniyim? Trumas Mais is Maestro Sheni. So that's a question gotta work on, why he starts off with Kelaim. Either way, says the Rambam, Kohanim shalav shu big de kahuna shelo b'shas avoda. Kohanim that wore their big de kahuna shelo b'shas avoda. Let's say they're trying to wear them to walk around the Beis HaMikdash. Afilu b'mikdash lokin mipnei ha'avnet shehu Kelaim. It's an Isra d'araisa. To wear the Beit HaKuna when you're not doing the Avoda, says the Rambam. V'lo hutrubo ela b'shas Avoda, shehi mitzvah saseh, kimo hatzitzis. The Rambam says, you're allowed to wear them because of asi dochalo saseh. But that's it. If you're not doing the Avoda, there's no asay, says the Rambam. And therefore, one is not allowed to wear them. Says the Ravid, arguing, he argues here, he argues elsewhere. The Ravid says, Amar Avram ta bazeh. The Rambam here made a mistake. Sherei Amru B'Yuma, it says in Yuma, the Gemara later on, that by Kohen Gadol, B'Mikdash Afilu Shelo B'Shas Avoda Mutar. No, it's allowed, even Shelo B'Shas Avoda. There's no Kelayim when it comes to these Begadim. That's what it is, even Shelo B'Shas Avoda. Umay Dekamar Nami Mipnei HaAvnet Shu Shel Kelayim. And I, he says, oh, because of the Avnet, Otu Choshen Ve'efod Mi Lesbehu Kelayim. What do you mean? There are other begadim also. Some of the strings that held the ephod together. And the choshen onto the ephod that also had kelaim. So the Ravid asked those two questions. Why does the Rambam single out avnate? Which can be answered. Maybe he's talking also about the Kohen Hedyo. Not just about the Kohen Gadol. But the other question is, the fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is there a heter for the Kohanim to wear the begadim shelo b'shas avoda? Says the Radvaz right here to explain the machlokes. V'yesh l'tarets, 3 points. Number one, the avnet haya marukam tzemer varach haya, varach haya. Aval koshen ve'efod arukim hayu ve'efshash hayu kashim ve'enam kelayim. Number one, we know the isser of kelayim is not an isser hana'a. It's specifically an isser of levisha. I'm allowed to sell kelayim. I'm just not allowed to wear kelayim. I'm not allowed to get hana'a from kelayim. So it could be, day number one, is that the koshen and the efod didn't really give hana'as levisha to the Kohen Gadol. He wore it, but it wasn't like a beged that was soft. It was a much harder woven material, and therefore there was no issur of kelayim. One suggestion, v'yod yesh lomar, and number two, he says maybe there's a fundamental difference. This is a crucial answer between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. V'yesh lomar, maybe the Rambam would agree to the Ravid by Kohen Gadol that it's a heter across the board, even shelo b'shas avoda. The Kohen Gadol, one might say, is always b'shas avoda. He's never allowed to leave. He's always in that state. So that's why it's always considered b'shas avoda for the Kohen Gadol. V'yod yesh lomar, delagabe Kohen Gadol dechsiv be'o min ha-mikdash lo yetzei, chutar kilayim ligabe, period. Aval Kohen Hedyot, lo hutar lo ela b'shas avoda. So maybe that both questions are answered. Right? What about the other two? No, the other two about Kohen Gadol. And I agree with you, by the Kohen Gadol Shalom B'Shas Avoda. B'Shas Avoda is when I argue. He goes to the Tosefta then, that sounds like the Ravid, and then he says, the Efshel Lachalik L'das Rabbeinu, Da'afta Shal Kohen Gadol, Bein L'Shareis, Bein Shalom L'Shareis Pater. Similar answer, Lefisha Kol Shah Sheyirtsa Haya Oved, Avo Bigde Kohen Hedyo, B'Shas Avoda Pater, Shalom B'Shas Avoda Chayv. Okay, similar answer.
They were part of Mishnah.
But the Kohen Gadol was not, but they were part of the Mishmaros, right? But the Rambam would say, even Mishas Mishmaros, if they weren't doing the Avoda, it would still be Aser. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. And again, how the Achronim explained it is that, according to the Rambam, this is a din in Asi Dochalos Asai. And therefore, it's only B'shas Avoda. But, according to the Ravid, the Begadim are Mufka from Kilayim. Once these Begadim have a heter to be worn, they're Mufka. And it's not like Tzitzis. The Gemara says, Beferish by Tzitzis is Asi Dochalos Asai. But these Begadim are different. It's a deeper idea of the Begadim being allowed to be made out of Kilayim, be made out of Shatnez, and it's Kasher Tziva Hashem. Hashem commanded it, and therefore it would be okay. This could relate to the Isser, the message of the Isser of Kilayim. We mentioned in the past, the sheet of the Ramban, right? It hasn't been mentioned in a long time. The Ramban mentions, as we know in Parshas Kedoshim, what is the Hashkafa behind the Isser of Kilayim? About cross, you know, working, cross-breeding, cross-creating, says the Ramban, and we've mentioned also that the Rebbe Yashiv thought this was the source that related to the contemporary issue of cloning. He thought this Ramban had a lot to say relating to that issue. The Ramban says, Kilayim is about playing God. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create something, then obviously he didn't want it to be created. If he wanted this mixture to be together, he would have created it. And if he tells you, don't put these two things together, so then they shouldn't be together. It doesn't mean that we're not supposed to use our creative abilities to, you know, v'chiv shuha, to conquer the world, to come up with medicines, v'chulu. But when you have two separate types, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu already labels as separate types, then he doesn't want that to be put together. Says the Ramban, Vatam Kipikilayim, Ki Hashem Bara Haminim Ba'olam Bechol Ba'alei HaNefashos, Bitzmachim Ubevali Nefesh HaTenua, in plants and people, and animals. V'nosan Bohem Korach HaTolada, Sheyiskaimu Haminim Bohem La'ad. Hashem put the reproductive capabilities in every species, so that they can continue. Calls Mancha Yirtza, Hu Yisbarach Bekiyim Ha'olam, V'tziva Bekocham, Sheyotziyu Laminehem, V'lo Yishtanu La'ad La'olam. And they shouldn't shaze. That's why animals reproduce. The hamarkiv shnei minim is the key line. If someone puts together cross breeds animals, or you might extend this to all types of shatnez, mishane umachish b'maisa b'reishis. Right, you're up undermining ki'ilu yachshov. It's as if you're saying, Hashem, you forgot this one. You forgot this one. This is a good one. Right, this mule. Shalom hishlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam kol hatzarech. V'yachvotu la'azor b'briyaso shel olam. La'hosif b'obriyos. V'hamine b'bali chayim. And they don't reproduce. Obviously, it's not meant to be a species. That's the Ramban. And also, Markiv Kilayim ozoran b'fleisha yanku zemizeh. Mivatel chukos shamayim. You're messing with the rules of the world. Again, there's a lot of Kabbalistic behind Kilayim too. The Sefer Chinuch discusses. That's the Ramban. So one might suggest that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you to make these begadim with Kilayim, then you're not violating. It's Kasher Tziva Hashem in this context. Hashem says, in the Beis HaMikdash, this is what's required. These minim need to be together. So Mamela, maybe that's the Svar of the Ravid. Right? That there is no Isser of Kilayim here ever. Bichlal, even Shelo B'Shas Avoda, you don't need Asi Docha Lo Saseh because it's not a violation of that Ravid. The question that is asked, though, on this whole discussion, let's say of the Rambam. Only Avoda, Asi Docha Lo Saseh. When the Kohen puts on the Begadim, stop time. He put on the Begadim. He's not doing the Avodah yet. And he's violating the Lo Saseh. And there's a rule by Asi Docha Lo Saseh, as we know from the Gemara Maseches Beitza, it has to be Be'idna. It has to be at the exact same moment that I'm violating the Lo Saseh, I do the Aseh. So for example, the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, if a baby has a Tzara'a spot on the foreskin, you're allowed to do the bris milah, because at the same moment, there's an iser d'oraisa of cutting off a negat saras, hishamar b'negat saras, but at the same moment that you're doing the asay of bris milah, you're cutting off the saras spot. Asi docha lo saseh, same exact moment. But you can't first violate the lo saseh and then do the asay. So ask the achronim on the Rambam. If you're saying it's shalom only b'shas avoda, but you're violating before b'shas avoda. So why is that allowed? So the answer that's given based on a piskei tosos. A piskei tosos. What's the piskei tosos? In the back of every mesechta, there's about two pages of the halachic ramifications of all the tosfosim in the mesechta. So in Zvachim, on Daf Tzadi Zayin, you have a discussion there of Asi Dechalos Asei, of are you allowed to break the bone of a carbon to get to the edible parts inside the bone. So the Gemara there also discusses, the Rishonim there, what's the Havamina that it would be okay? You break the bone first, and then you eat what's inside. So, says the Piskei, so Tosfos asked that question. Says the Piskei Tosfos there in Zvachim, if you need to do an action in order to then do the follow-up mitzvah, that's considered one time. And that's enough for Asi Dochalos Asay. Im I Efshah, it says, O Samach Tes, the Piskei Tosfos in Zvachim. Im I Efshah v'kayim asay b'inyan acher, lo b'inan b'idna, de me'ekar la v'kayim asay. That's a crucial Piskei Tosfos. That's the Pashtus. Meaning if you have to do this. You have to go through this action in order to get to the next action. That's enough to be considered Asay Dochep. Asay Dochalos Asay. Right. Unless you say the Levisha itself is the Avoda, but then why doesn't the Rambam say it's always Mutter? Right, the Levisha before the Avoda is the Avoda, but the Levisha after the Avoda is not. So again, you have to work at that. But either way, that is the Piskei Tosfos. And the one Makar, we'll only go one more, the one Makar that discusses at length, which we'll just mention now and then at the end, if there's time, we'll go more into it, and that is the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh in Simen Chav Tes discusses, Hada Kaimalon, Kilayim Betitzah, Shari Rachmana. Im hu davka b'maka mitzvah, o afilu shelo b'maka mitzvah. Are you allowed to wear tzitzis even when you're not doing the mitzvah? For example, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash will all be doing the mitzvah of tzitzis with tcheles according to Choladeus and Asi Dochalos Asay. What about at night? When according to many Rishonim there's no mitzvah? Are we going to have to take off our tzitzis at Shkia? Are we going to have to all take off our tzitzis at Shkia? Or what about if people who are not mechuyev? What about a borrowed talis? A talis she'ula, which is pater min hatzitzis me'ikar adin. Are we going to be allowed to have tcheles on that? Does Asi Dochalos Asay require you to be doing the mitzvah? So obviously the first makar you quote is this machlokas Rambam Ravid. And the Shagas Aryeh is a big Ravid fan. A big Ravid, not in general, but maybe, but here specifically, he brings many rayas to support the Ravid, that it's only even shelo b'shas avoda. But if it's b'shas avoda, it's not a problem. Many rayas, fascinating rayas that he brings. I'll just bring, maybe just mention one, that we know there's a halacha of a chatas ha'of ha'ba'al safek. Sometimes if a woman's not sure if she's chayev, let's say she has a baby, she's not sure if it was a baby that was fully formed or not, she's not sure if she has to bring a karban. So she brings it just in case, because she wants to be able to eat but she doesn't eat it. It's a chatas ha'of ha'ba'al safek, so it's burnt. You don't eat it. Ask the Shagas Aryeh. So you don't eat it because you want to cover yourself. You might be eating chulun bazara, but how does the kohen even do the avoda? It's a safik daraisa. Maybe he's not doing avoda. Maybe it's meaningless, but he's wearing the big kahuna. So he's violating the Isra of Kilayim. What? So you want to say, oh, but this is implicit. You don't have a choice. Ein breira. That's what you want to say the raya is. Says the Shagas Aryeh, I have a better raya. And that is, where's his raya? Here it is. Right here. V'yod kasha. Why am I doing this now? Our Gemara. According to the Amoraim, that the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot is made of linen, is different than the avnate of the Kohen Gadol. Im Kain, there's no Isser of Kilayim by the big day Kohen Hedyot. So why is it, amazing question, why is it we know the Kohen Gadol could do any avodah he wants throughout the year? One day he wakes up, he's like, I want to do the Karban Tavan today. He could do it. I want to light the menorah today. He could light the menorah. Whatever the Kohen Gadol wants to do. Ati Dochalos Asay only applies when you don't have a choice. When you don't have a choice, you say, okay, Ati Dochalos Asay. But if there's a choice in the matter, you can't rely on Ati Dochalos Asay. If you can do the Asay without violating the Los Asay, then you can't rely on Ati Dochalos Asay. So why is the Kohen Gadol ever allowed to do the Avoda? Get a Kohen Hedyot to do it, and he won't be violating the Isra of Kilayim. The Kohen Gadol is violating when he does it, but why should he be allowed to do it? Right? He'd be violating the Isra of Kilayim. Only like, he has to go on Yom Kippur in Brera, he has to do it. And he has to bring his Minchas Chavitin every day. But other than that, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do any of the Avodas. So why is it? So I think, says the Ravid, with other Rayas as well, maybe we'll get to it later, I think that the Ravid is right. That there's a heter across the board for Kohanim to wear the Begadim Shelo B'Shas Avoda. Again, a number of his Rayas can be knocked out by saying Kohen Gadol is different, like the Radvaz said. The Rambam agrees to the Ravid by Kohen Gadol. Just Kohen Hedyot, not. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll continue. So we have a machlokes, a very important machlokes here about the avnate. A machlokes in Mitzias, but it has conceptual ramifications in terms of where the avnatim of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot the same. Good. Says the Gemara, two dots. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol v'chulu. So lama mafrishin, why are we mafrishim? Says the Gemara. Lama mafrishin, kita kamrinan. We just spent four blot discussing that halacha. Either Rabbi Yochanan kid islay, either Ishlapish kid islay. Either it's learned from the Miluim, or it's learned from Har Sinai. Machlokas, as we discussed. What is the Gemara asking? Hachika amar, mi beso lama pirish. The question is, why does he have to be pirish mi beso? What exactly does that mean? Various days of the Rishonim. Rashi says, mi beso lama pirish. Why can his wife come with him? Right, funny, he has to leave his house because he's worried about Tumas Meis. Why can his wife come with him, though? Tavo ishto imosham. Shahari al-karchach lishkas parhedrin. Rashi says, lo haisa kedusha. It must not have been full kedusha. It's not kedusha's azara there. You know why? Ein yeshiva ba'azara el lamalchus beisdav ibilvad. There's a principle. Only if you're from David Melech's family are you allowed to sit down in the azara. Right, if not, even the Kohen Gadol, Rashi says, now let us sit down in the azara. So he's not going to stand for a week. And he has to stay in this room, so it must be that this room did not have Kedushas Azara. So therefore his wife could be in there too with him. So what's the problem? So Machlokes, is this in the Sidaraisa? Is it in the Rabbanan? Rashi in a few places. One time Rashi says Rabbanan, one time Rashi says Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So different suggestions for this din, but it's a din. You're not allowed to sit down in Yeshiva Bazara. So we discussed this last, I think, months ago when we spoke about a fascinating Gemara, the Gemara Maseches Brachas, that discusses that Kohanim could use some of their Karban Mincha for the mitzvah of Matzah on Pesach. That's what the Gemara says in the sixth parak in Brachas. One, you do that Gemara, you don't think too much about it. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, 1 second, you have to have a seba when you eat Matzah. And you're not allowed to sit down in the Azara. And the Karban Mincha can't be taken out of the Azara. It's Kachi Kachim. Ein Yeshiva Bazara, L'machus Beisam Bovad. What? So it sounds like from that Gemara that a Seva is not Ma'akev. Unless he suggests, he says, oh, but maybe it's like in front of your Rebbe, because you're in front of Hashem, and therefore you don't need a Seva. So that's an amazing discussion based on the same principle. But anyway, the Rashi says here, it must be, that's the Gemara's question. Why do we make him separate from his wife? Right? Let him bring his wife. You're worried about Tamei Meis, you're worried about the other things in his house, let his wife come along. That is Rashi. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos give a different shot. Tosfos assumes that even if you don't want to say it's Kedushas Azara, maybe it's Kedushas Harabayis. So Tosfos says, no, it means, why do you send him, why do you separate him from his house? Let him go to one of the Mechilos, one of the underground tunnels. Let him stay there. Doesn't have Kedusha, but it's safe. Tosfos has a different emphasis of what the question is. Tosfos Yishanim also has a different shot, but we'll go with Rashi. So why do you have to separate him from his wife? So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Omer, the answer is because we're not only worried about Tumas Meis. We're worried about Tumah that he'll have with his wife. Shema Timatzi Ishto Safik Nida V'yavo Aleha. Right, maybe his wife is going to be a Safik Nida, he'll be with her, and then he'll become a Boal Nida, which is Tummy for 7 days, and he'll be knocked out from the Avoda of the Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Atabur Rashi Askinan. Are we talking about Rashi, that Safik he's going to be with his wife when she's a Safik Nida? What are we worried about? So no, Ela Shema Yavo Alishto V'timatze Safik Nida. Afterwards, obviously he won't know, but afterwards V'timati Safik Nida, and it will come out that she was a Safik Nida at the time of the Maisa Bia, a Safik. So he'll at least Mishum Safik be Tameh, and therefore he won't be able to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash.
Doesn't a Kohen Gadol have a Yechazaka for the second part? What's the
Havamin
of the question?
Say the Kohen Gadol, the suggestion is maybe we should have his wife. We're only worried about one level of Tumah. So therefore we say maybe it should be, we should be worried about this one too. Because why can't he be with his wife? So we're explaining why he can't be with his wife. Because we're worried about the Chashash of the Tumah that's going to be. It's continuing the Gemara, and then we'll get back. Amar Rabbanan Kameh de Rav Chisda, Kiman. What are we worried about? Rabbi Akiva? This must only be like Rabbi Akiva. To Amar Nida Matameh as Boala. What does that mean? We know there is a Din to Araisa of a Boal Nida. A Boal Nida is Matameh, it becomes an Avatuma on a De Araisa level. Mida Rabbanan, the first Mishnah in Nida, and the second Mishnah in Nida discusses, Mida Rabbanan, we throw the Tumas Nida back. Mi eis la'eis, mi pekita la'pekita, different deus, how far back Tumas Nida goes. So here, are we worried? Is this going like Rabbi Akiva Shita, who says not only do we throw Tumas Nida back for Kalim or Taurus that she touched, but also for Boal Nida? Is that what we're talking about? that maybe after she's going to realize that we're going to throw it back, we draw a banan, di rabbanan, ha'amri einidah matamias ba'ola. Because the rabbanan say, anidah is not matamias ba'ola. What does that mean? Midra rabbanan. Midra araisa, of course. The araisa is a din da araisa. It's a pasuk in chumash. But, midra rabbanan. Do we say according to the rabbanan, it's against the rabbanan? The Gemara says no. Amalu Rav Chisda, the worry is according to everybody. Afilu teimu rabbanan. Adkan lo pligi rabbanan alei de Rabbi Akiva ela ba'achar da'achar. Remember, the rabbanan only argue where there's a delay. Where there's a delay when she becomes an Ida, and then he's trying to put it back. Avo b'char acher mo delay. But if it's right after the Bia, she has a suffix, so it's mamish right then. So even Rabbi Akiva would agree that that's a problem. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why we are worried. We're worried about the Tumma of Bol Nida. And Rashi goes through here, the Mishnah in Mesechas Nida, Daf Yudalit, that talks about all the different levels of right after the Bia, when is it really a suffix in Tumma. Rabbi Kiva Eger here on Mishnayos discusses that, he just makes the note, he says, you could come up with cases that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't need this Prisha. For example, let's say the Kohen Gadol had a baby the 2 weeks before Yom Kippur. So then he wouldn't have to be worried, right? It's, you make Tara. Mikom akom kashali hechtoni milsa de psika to mafrishin mi beso hamish kachas dein sorch lafrisha beishto yoledes yoshevas aldam toar deleka mishum kshash ktal. So the answer is low plug. He says mafrishin mishum de low plug. I mafrisha lachal kohen gadol. Even though you might have certain cases that the kohen gadol wouldn't have to be worried about this, but low plug we say that it is applies for all kohanim gadolim. Weiter amar Rabbi Zera. Says Rabbi Zera, Shmami, no, what do you see from this, from the fact that we're mafresh 7 days? And we say the taima is chshash tumas nida. So what is it we learn from there? Boel nida, eino kenida, v'tovel bayom. What does that mean? As we know, on a daraisa level, there's a difference between nida and zava. Come up many times. That's why when the first time a woman gets her nidus, when she becomes a gdola, she's a nida for 7 days. Right? When she sees, doesn't matter how much she sees for 1 day, she sees for 7 days, she is a nida daraisa. At the end of those 7 days, she does a hefsek tara, she does an internal exam to make sure the flow has stopped, and that night, she goes to the mikvah, and she's with her husband. That's nida daraisa. Zava is when she has some type of re'iyah, when she's not supposed to. Zava is a sickness during the 11 days between. Right, the average woman is 28-day cycle, so 7-11, 7-11, we assume, so any type of re'iyah during those 11 days, and if she sees for 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava Gadola, and then, even twice, there's only 1 day, Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, but if she sees for 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava Gadola, and then she has to wait 7 clean days, and after the 7 clean days, she then can go to the mikvah, and then be with her husband that night. But when does a Zava Gadola go to the mikvah? She can go to the mikvah in the afternoon. On the 7th day in the afternoon. So you don't have to wait till nighttime. Neither requires 7 full days. She can't be with her husband until nighttime, because you have to make sure it's Shiva Nakiyim. But she could go to the mikvah already by day, Azava. So we, Lamaisa, as we know, according to the Chumrah of Rabbi Zera, Gemara Nida, Gemara and Brachis, we're machmer to treat every woman today like a Zava Gedola. But on a Doraisa level then, so she should be able to go to the mikvah in the afternoon at day 7 today. Bizman is that we don't do that because of an issa d'rabbanan called Srach Bita. Because we're worried that if somebody sees her going to the mikvah, her daughter, anybody else will see her go to the mikvah, then maybe they'll say, oh, you ought to go to the mikvah on the day, and she'll maybe even go to the mikvah when she is not supposed to go to the mikvah during the day. And that's why we always do it at night. We're machmer in both accounts. We machmer for the Shiva Nakiyim, and we're machmer for at night. The question is, the Gemara here is dealing with, when does a Boal Nida go to the mikvah? Boal Nida is telling me for 7 days. Does he have to wait till nighttime, like the Nida? That, like the source of his tumah, or could he go to the mikvah in the afternoon of the last day? Says Rabbi Zera, with all that background, says Rabbi Zera, you see from our halacha that a bo'al nida could go to the mikvah even during the day, on the last day. De'i amrit bo'al nida kenida, because if you say, we're mafreshim, we separate him for 7 days, so at the end of those 7 days, that's Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. So he's gonna go to the mikvah again, the night of Yom Kippur, but it's not, oh, you want to say, oh, there's an Isra Rechitza, okay, but he'll do a Litzorach Mitzvah, but still, you need Harif Shemesh after that Tevila. So, E Amrit Bol Nida Kenida, E Mas Tavil, when will he go to the Mikvah? Balelia, on the night of Yom Kippur, Lamachar Hechi Yavad Avoda, how can he do the Avoda the next day? V'habai Harif HaShemesh, he needs a sunset afterwards. Elolav Shvamina, this is the din of Rabbi Zera, Bol Nida Eno Kenida, that's Rabbi Zera's din of Bol Nida, we learn implicitly from this halacha of Hafrasha Yom Kohen Gadol, that a Bol Nida could go to the mikvah during the day. Rav Simi Minarda Amar. No, no raya. Afilu tema bo nida kenida. Right, even if it's kenida. Demafreshinan le shoa achas samach l'shkiya sachama. What does it mean? No. You separate in 7 days right before shkia. It's really 8 days. It's really the 8th day before, right before shkia. You take him, and then he could be able to go to the mikvah right before Yom Kippur. Right, that's what it's going to be, a Leil Erev Yom Kippur, so there is no raya. Okay, no raya from our Mishnah, but let's see if there are rayas from other sources. Says the Gemara Meisvei, Kol Chayav Tfilos, Tfilos and Bayom. All people who are Chayav Tfilos, their Tfilos is by day. Right, that's all other tfilos, right? You have a tamei meis, anybody who's tamei for an extended period of time. Nida, the yoledes, tfilos and balayla, except nida and yoledes. They have to go at night, the yoledes goes after. Remember, yoledes goes to the mikvah twice. Goes after her yimei tumah, 7 or 14, and again after 33 and 66, right? Meaning after 40 or 80, she goes to the mikvah again, she's called a tfulas yom aruch. She goes to the mikvah again, because then she could go into the base of mikdash, and eat kachin. So it says Nida and Yoledes are the only ones. Nida in Boal Nida no. Isn't Nida and Yoledes specific? Only that, only Nida and not Boal Nida? Answered no, Nida v'chol da'asi miribuye. No, it means Nida and anyone that comes from Nida. Anyone whose source of Tumah is Nida. That's what Nida includes. Relating to this, we have to mention, I think we mentioned a couple weeks ago also, the Rishash. The Rishash in Chagiga and Dafchav Gimel, which all the Achronim discuss, the Rishas points out that there's a special makar in the Torah, that we know there's a concept called Cherev Harayu Kachalo. If a metal, at least a metal, might be other kelim too, but if a metal sword, a metal kli touches a dead body, not only is that sword one level down, tumei meis, but that sword becomes avia vos ha-tumah. It's one of the exceptions to the rule. Tumah usually is transferred down, but in one or two places it's transferred across. Mishkav Azav is transferred across, but Cherev Harayu Kachalo, Adin, a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, teaches us that if a metal kli touches a dead body, that metal kli is an avia vosatoma. And if that metal kli touches something else, that metal kli makes it in avatoma. Right? A tame mace. Right? It goes across. But the pasuk discusses if a, and the Gemara in Chagiga learns this out, that if a metal kli also touches a tamei meis, it's also cherev kachalo that goes across. What happens if a tamei meis is counting your 7 days of purity? It's on day four. Day four. And then a cherev touches the tamei meis on day four. The Gemara says, you might think, ya'ale l'ragla, you might think, well, this tamei meis only has 3 days left. So maybe this metal kli should only have 3 more days of tumah. So you might think, well, the whole source of it is this person. So it's only if it's on 1 day left, so this metal kli is only tummy for 1 day. Kamash v'la, no. If it touches it, it's tummy for 7 days. 7 days, even though this source of it only has 1 day left, it's tummy for 7 days. Meaning, the Achronim explain, what do you see from that halacha? By Tumas Meis, it's not like you go down, 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 down. Every day of Shiva, of Nikiyam, of Tara, is you're getting more and more and more Tahar, and then boom, then you get fully Tahar. No. You're tummy until you're Tahar. Right, it's one fell swoop, it happens. You have to wait 7 days in order to have that happen. So that's the Gemara. Says the Rishash, you don't have such a limud by Boel Nida. So suggests the Rishash, maybe by Boel Nida, you would say Yala Laragla. And that is if a Boel Nida is with a Nida on day, you know, or on a Boel Zava, on day four, then maybe the person will only be Tameh for 3 days. She only has 2 days left of her Nidas, he'll only be Tameh for 2 days. Because Yala Laragla, you don't have a specific pasuk teaching me that you would say otherwise. Meaning, what the assumption of that Shita, that a Nida goes down, 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 less and less Tameh every day. That's called Yala Laragla, right? But many Achronim argue on that. You say, well, okay, you'll learn it by Tamei Meis, but you apply it to others as well. Rav Shachter talks about this in Be'ikvei Hatzon, in Simen Chav Ches, this Rishash, and other Achronim. V'dafka benita v'zavish, k'zeros ha'kasa v'alkav, v'tumas beis, t'alek z'zeros ha'kasa, z'roch yisar al zubim kol ha'medes, t'umas cherev ha'arik ha'cholol, oh, I'm sorry, I said it the opposite way. The halacha is by, right, the halacha is by the makar. That's why it's a nida. The Chagiga talks about it there. I apologize. The context is Chareva Kachal there, but the Gemara is that he's quoting is from Maseches Nida. Sorry, that's why I got confused. The Gemara Nida Lama Gimel quotes this Shakalatari by Boal Nida, and the Rishash in Chagiga tries to apply it to Tamei Meis. The Chareva Kachal, you would say Yala Laragla. while Boal Nida, you would, the pasuk specifically says that you don't say that. Right? Exactly opposite of what, the same svar, exactly opposite of what I said. So based on that, that maybe fits in nicely to this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Nida and everything included in Nida, because it all comes from Nida. So that's the pasuk Nida Daf Lamed Gimel, which says the Havamin of Yala Laragla, you might think it's exactly like her. Tamalomar, no, it's always something for 7 days. But that Havamin is like our Gemara says, because it all flows. The Makar of his Nida is from, his Tumah is from her state. And therefore, that's why our Gemara says, when it says Nida, everything is included. Well, Maskana, we don't say that. But at least the Svara of including it, being exactly like her would be included. Again, I apologize for mixing it up, but it's the exact opposite. The Gemara, again, is about Bo'al Nida, and the Rishash extends it to Cherev Harehu Kachala. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so we have a machlokas here between Rabbi Zera and Rav Simi Minah Harda, when a Bo'al Nida goes to the mikvah on day 7. Meisvei, second to last skinny line, Balkari Kamaga Sheretz, a Balkari, we have this Gemara in Pesachim. Balkari is like a Maga Sheretz. In what way? We'll see. Bo'al Nida Ketavei Meis. A Balkari, meaning a one-time Re'iyah, is like a Maga Sheretz, and a Bo'al Nida is like a Tamei Meis. Regarding what? So the Gemara says, My Lav L'Tevila. Doesn't this mean, in terms of the time that they have Tevila, a Balkari and Maga Sheretz are day 1 and Bo'al Nida and Tamei Meis are day 7 during the day? So doesn't this prove like Rebbe Zera? Lo L'Tumasan. No, it's regarding how long they're Tamei for. Not when they go to the mikvah. Tumasan behed yiksibu. What do you mean? The tumah is the first pasuk in Chumash. You don't need a brisa to tell me this. Hi tumas shima ksibbe, v'hai tumas shima ksibbe. Right? They both have psukim in Chumash. So why do you need the brisa to tell me this? El alav l'tfilasan. So we go back and say, no, it's referring to the halacha of tevila. So isn't this a riot to Rabbi Zera? That a Bo'al Nida is like a tamei meis who could go to the mikvah on the last day, on day 7, and just wait for Harif Shemesh. So Gemara says, lo. La'olam l'tumasam. No, maybe it's referring to tum'asan. And seifa it's tzrichale. And the last line is the chiddush. Ella, what's the last line? Ella shechomer mimenu bo'al nida. Bo'al nida is still more tame, more chomer than a tame meis. Shemitame mishkav u'moshav betum akala letame ochlenu mashkin. What does that mean? In a way, bo'al nida is more chomer than a tame meis. Why? A tame meis, as we just mentioned the rule, tumah always goes down. A tame meis is an avatumah. If it touches something else, it makes it a rishon latumah. And a sheni latumah. V'chul, and it continues. There is an exception to the rule. We just mentioned one exception, charef harei kachala. The other exception is what's called mishkav. Mishkav of a zav. Mishkav of certain types of people. Rashi quotes, zav zav anida mitzora. They have the halacha that if a zav sits on something, so then that item is also an avatumah. Right, it doesn't go down in value. It's also, it goes across. Zav, zav. What about a Bo'al Nida? If a Bo'al Nida sits on something. So, a Bo'al Nida, let's say a Bo'al Nida sits on 5 pillows. The bottom pillow is also Tamei. That makes it more Chomer than Tamei Meis. That's this last line. A Bo'al Nida is more Chomer than Tamei Meis. It makes it Tamei, even though it's not touching it. Still, it's Tamei. It's not as Chomer as a Nida herself. Because Anita herself makes all of those pillows into an avatoma. That's what the Gemara says here, Latame Ochlenu Mashkin. It makes it, it goes one step down. It makes a tame even though it's not touching it, so that it's a Rishon Latoma. But it's still a chumrah that a regular tame mace does not have. So a Bo'al Nida doesn't have the same level as a power in types of tuma as Anita, but this is what is explained. So again, no raya. Really, he's talking about tumasan. Nothing to do with when a Bo'al Nida goes to the mikvah. We still don't know that. And the chiddush is the last line, that a Bo'al Nida is more chamor than a tamei meis, but not as chamor as a Nida. I think we mentioned in the past the thought of Reb Soloveitchik, that he says, what's the svara for the mishkav hazav? Right? How does it go down? How does it not go down? Every tum is transferred down. So the answer is that usually by tumah you have a mitame and a nitma. If I touch a piece of nevela, then the nevela is the mitame, and I touch it on the nitma. I become tame. The nevela is an av and I'm a rishon. That's how it usually works. The mishkav hazav, the chiddush of the Torah is that there's no mitame and there's no nitma. There's a magdir. If a zav or a zava sit on a couch, that couch didn't become tame from the zav. No, that couch is just now called a Mishkav Hazav. It's called a Mishkav Hazav? That's an Avatumah. There's no nitva natame, just like a nevela. What made the nevela tame? Nothing. It exists. A nevela is an avatoma. If a sheretz dies, then that sheretz is tame. Why is it tame? Because the Torah says certain things are tame. It didn't become tame from anywhere. So it's the same thing. By a mishka vazav, if a zav sits on a couch, it's now defined as a mishka vazav. Hey, a mishka vazav is one of the avos atumas. That's why it doesn't go down. That's why it goes across. Right? And Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, in one of his articles, uses this, I don't know if the Rav Soloveitchik quoted this, or if Aaron did, and that is, there's a Rashi Maseches Baba Kama, which on the surface says that a Zav is only mitame, Mishkav Azav, by his own couch. But if it's somebody else's couch, so then it doesn't make it tame. Ein Adam mitame davar she'enu shelo. It's a Rashi in Perek Merub, in the 7th Perek Baba Kama. Question is, how does that work? If I take a piece of nevela and put it on you, you're tame. Right? It's a mitzias. Right? If I take milk and pour it into your chicken soup, you don't say ein adam oster davar she'enu shelo. It's a mitzias. It's a reality. What's Rashi talking about? The answer is, if you say there's a mitami and a nitma, then you should say that, of course, it doesn't matter whose it is. But if you say it's a halachic definition idea, I magdir this as a mishkav hazav, so then maybe if it's not mine, I can't do that. I can't label this as a mishkav hazav, it's not my mishkav. So then maybe at least you can understand Rashi a little bit, that because there's no mitami and nitma, but it's a halachic definition, that's how it works. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Azav, Azav, Vamasar, Masaras. We're still trying to prove this halacha. Ubo al nidav, Tame Meis. So, here we have it explicitly. Bo al nidav is on this list, and Tfilasan Bayom, Nidav, Yoledis, Tfilasan Malayla, Tyufta. That's where we knock out Rav Simi and it's a raya to Rav Zera. Why did the Gemara bring this first? Okay, because we wanted to discuss the others and see if there are rayas also from the others. Period. So now that we get back to the main issue. The main issue of separating the Kohen Gadol. Why are we worried about only the Tumah that he's going to get with his wife? Why aren't we worried about Tumas Meis? Why aren't we worried about Hafrisheyu mitumas ameis? Sounds like from this line that the Gemara is saying, forget Tumas Beso. Why aren't you only worried about Tumas Meis? That's what it sounds like. Let's just continue and then we'll pick up on that. Amar of Tachlifa, Abu Adravuna, Mishmei Deravah, Zoso Meres, Tumas Hameis, Hutrahi Betzibor. It must be Tumas Hameis and Hutra Betzibor, and therefore, Hutra Betzibor, right, the Sugya of Hutra and Dechuya, how much do we say that if there is Tuma, you're allowed to do the Avodah on Karban Pesach, and you're allowed to, all the types of Tuma, Hutra Betzibor? So how far reaching is that? Meaning, do you have to make yourself crazy to try to make sure it doesn't happen? Or not? And also here, do you have to be worried about more cases of Tuma? The Gemara is saying here, Tuma Hutra Yibetzibur, so you don't have to worry in the future about Misa happening. Because what's the worst? It's going to happen? So you'll do the Avodah anyway. It's Hutra. And therefore, you don't have to worry about it. There's less worry. Again, this is a unique, a different application than the normal application of Tuma Hutra Yibetzibur. It's saying that we don't have to be Choshi so much. Ravina Amar, Afilu Tema Tuma Sameis Tuchuya Yibetzibur. No, even Tuma Sameis Yibetzibur is Tuchuya. What are you worried about? That people are going to come visit the Kohen Gadol? And they're going to talk to him, and they're going to drop dead? You don't have to worry about that. Tumas ameis lo shchicha, tumas beis lo shchicha. To have somebody drop dead while they're talking to the Kohen Gadol, no, that's not so shchiach. Tumas ameis is more shchiach. Tumas beis is more shchiach. The Ritva says, it doesn't mean it's vad, it just means in relative terms. Okay. Relative terms, tumas beiso is more shchiach than tumas ameis. That's the Gemara. Before we continue, if you look at the Maritz Chayis right here, he just wonders about the original question. The question sounds like, why are you worried about Tumas Beso at all? Just be worried about Tumas Meis. Says the Maritz Chayis, Ayin Hakdamas Besamim Rosh, Shehis Orer, V'chikura Hizu Tumas Beso? What's wrong with the Tumas Beso reason? That's a good reason. Why is the Gemara saying, what about Tumas Meis? You already have a worry. Right, so why is it better? Hare gama yidezem mu'ukav mehakrava. V'haylo lashas lahakshos hafrisheyu nami mitumas meis. Why didn't the Gemara say, aren't we also worried? It sounds like from the Gemara that we should only be worried. Hakemiyo nami mitumas meis. So why is that? It says, v'nira li, he says, dehine Rashi piresh, Rashi explains, what does it mean hafrisheyu mitumas meis? You shouldn't have anybody visiting him. Im kain, im mafrishin oso mitumas meis, l'man lo yikansu b'nei adam, elav shema yamusu, memela nifrash mitumas beiso. You know what the Gemara is saying? Right? The question that was asked on the Gemara by the Pesachim Rosh is, why is the Gemara not worried about Tumas? He says, only Tumas Meis? Why not the Gemara say also? No, says the Gemara, it's Chayis. If you're worried about Tumas Meis, what are you going to say? Nobody's allowed into the room with him. That would include Tumas Beso. Because that would include his wife. You're also worried about his wife. That's what the Gemara says. If you just have Tumas Meis worry, then that will include Tumas Beso. That's the Pshat. That's why the Gemara says only this. And he ends off by saying, the MS. I never saw that in the Maritz Chayis. He said, this is Pshuto Shel Mikra, Pshuto Shel HaGemara. The Gemara says only this because this would include both Chshashos, because his wife would be included there too. That's why the Gemara asked that. Let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll have a lot to do with Tuma and Hutra and Dechuya. Itmar, Tumas HaMeis, Rav Nachman Amar, Hutra Hibet Tzibur, Verev Sheishas Amar, Dechuya Hibet Tzibur, Machlokas, whether it's Hutra or Dechuya, what's the makar for Hutra or Dechuya? So Rashi quotes on Tamar's Daf at the top of the Amud. Rashi quotes is based on Karban Pesach. It says by Pesach Sheni, ki ish ki yetame la nefesh, yase Pesach Sheni, ish nitcha la Pesach Sheni, vein Tzibur nidachin, as we had back in Masechet Pesachim, that a Tzibur is not pushed away. Rov Rishonim assume that the halacha of Tumah Dechuya or Hutra B'Tzibur is only by Tumas Meis. Only by Tumas Meis, not by other Tumas. The Rambam says that Beferish, Nuchos Vias Migdash, it's only Tumas Meis. Rashi is not 100% clear. Rashi says it does not apply to Tumah Hayotze Migufo. So what about other Tumas that are not Tumas Meis? That's not 100% clear. Either way, that is Rashi. If you look in the Rambam, what do we paskin? So the Rambam, not in Hilchas Tumah, but by Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam paskins in the second parak of Hilchas Shabbos, Dechuye Hi Shabbos Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. Shabbos is dechuya. Hutra dechuya etzel bikuach nefesh. Rambam says dechuya. Kishar kol ha-mitzvos. Leficha. You'll have to push away Shabbos for bikuach nefesh. It's dechuya, it's not hutra. Says the Kesef Mishnah. How does the Rambam know to paskin that way? Because he paskins that way by tumah. He also paskins that way by pikuach nefesh and Shabbos. Mashma tihechi defligu betumah hachanami defligu b'shabbos lagabe chola. Imi dechuya o hutra. The kaimalan kamanda omar dechuya. And we paskin dechuya over there. The Rambam paskins by Tumah Dechuya Hibetzibur. So that's why the Rambam paskins also by Shabbos and Bikuach Nefesh, it is Dechuya. That's an important Rambam, an important Kesef Mishnah. The Chashukei Chemed here discusses, relating to Hutra and Dechuya, the following. She'ela, Maisa B'chol Eshayetzarech, La'avar Hashtalas Kavei B'beit Cholim Ruchak. A person has to go far away to get a certain operation done. And he knows he's going to have to eat, you know, not kosher in the hospital, whatever it is. It's the only food they have, achula, whatever the situation is. The question is, after he gets better and he's healed, Baruch Hashem, he wants to know if he has to do tshuva for eating nevelos and treifas. Does he have to do tshuva? So he says, starts off by saying, well, first of all, you didn't do anything wrong. Right? Pikuach nefesh is docha. Docha ol averus. So you didn't do anything wrong. So why would you think you did the mitzvah of nishbatem ol nafsho sechem? You did the mitzvah of chay bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem. So why would you think you would have to do anything? Then he says yesh la'ayin. Is he lo roy lehisvados al kaf? Shrei sof kol soch kaim alav pikuach nefesh dechuya hi betzibur. And if it's dechuya, that means the iser exists, but you're allowed to push it aside. But if something exists that you're allowed to do, is a nafkamina vidui and tshuva? Because even if we were allowed to do it, maybe there is still a stain that we're not going to be held accountable for, but we'd rather remove that stain. So if you say dechuya, does that mean that we are allowed, we have to do it? So he quotes other achronim, that he says, discusses this, and he quotes the Nitziv. The Nitziv says in one case that maybe machalos asuros are different than other averus. Maybe driving to the hospital, that's, you don't have to do tshuva for. But machalos asuros, food affects your neshama. By definition, it goes in. Even if I'm allowed to eat it, so maybe you should have to do tshuva and vidui. But tamtei malev, lochein adiv, he says you have to. So he quotes this whole discussion back and forth in terms of hutra and dechuya, how much it really disappears. How much it really disappears for in this case. And he quotes, what about Yom Kippur? Is Yom Kippur any different than machalos asuros? There, the zman is says what's asur. It's kosher food. You just can't eat it today. Is that better or is that worse? So he discusses both sides. He goes back and forth. Fascinating. He says, on the one hand, you might say, well, here it's kosher food, so you shouldn't have to do vidui, even though you're allowed to do it. Mashenkin, other trait. But he says the opposite. Adarabba. Even if you want to say, machalos asuros don't need kapara, Yom Kippur! You lost that on Kapparas Yom Kippur, maybe in the fullest sense, because you weren't V'nisa v'snasho seichem. So, which, it goes back and forth, but either way, this is a sugi related to Hutra and Dechuya. One final point, and that is from Rebel Yashiv. Well, Yashiv right here in the Gemara, on Hutra and Dechuya, he discusses the question, getting into the Chanukah mood, the question of the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says, one second, there was a big nace that the oil was made tahar, unbelievable. But right when they picked it up, they made a tummy again. How did it help? They were tummy mace. They were all tummy mace. So we think this unbelievable nace, they lit b'nace b'shem and tar. But how the hell did they do that? Akati my revachlu, hari konim tummy maceim hayu. V'im kem k'shem alikim oso ha-shem and ha-tar ha-nimsa, hari timo oso ha-konim b'tumas mace. So says the Pri Chadash, he says, no. De'ikr k'shyaso lesa. The oil that was nitma, what was it nitma from? It was nitma from tumas of the non-Jews. What tumah is that? The Gemara Nida says that we gave them tumah like a zav, or a zava. You don't say tumah tuchuya or hutra betzibur by tumah ziva. So that answers the question number one of why you needed the nace in the first place. Ah, tumah tuchuya betzibur? No. They weren't worried about tumah mace. They worried about tumah ziva. Vahani tumah lo hutra betzibur. Ma she'en kein kohanim were tumah mace. So they had tumas mace duchuyi betzibur lahalakas aneiros. So Hashem had to do the nace, and it shows His love because you wouldn't be able to apply tumas duchuyi or hutra betzibur by the oil, because the oil that was tumas ziva or tumas nachri, masha enkein, the people, right? They were tumas duchuyi betzibur because they were tumay mace. That's why why you needed the nace, and number two, why were they weren't metameyed? Because that was tumas duchuyi betzibur, and they didn't have a choice, and we don't have to worry about it. V'yesh kan nace gadol. And that's the big nace, that they found one that was sealed and didn't have any tumah ziva on it, because you really did need that nace, says Rabbi Yashiv right here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue with tumah, hutra, and dechuya on the coming dafim. Big discussion about tefillin tomorrow. Big tosfos coming up about the tzitz and tefillin, and how often did he wear the tzitz. That's coming up on tomorrow's daf.